Yo, what's going on, everybody? And welcome to the Dad Life Podcast. I, of course, am your host, Daniel. But since we're all friends on here, I guess you guys can call me D2. And this is my little slice of the podcast pie. Ready, set, play the intro. Yo, welcome back to the Dad Life Podcast, where we discuss everything dad related. And this is episode number 6. So yeah, we still pretty new, but we getting our groove on. We rolling with it. And before I go deeper into this episode, I just want to take a brief moment to say thank you to anybody who has been listening to me since the first episode. This is number 6, and you know, if anybody has been listening to me since the first one, I want to say thank you. You know, you all have supported me more than you can, you know, more than you know, because all you got to do is click that button, and you know, you've taken time out of your day to click that button and listen to me ramble or, you know, tell some idiot stories, you know, and I just want to say thank you guys for that. And now, back to the episode. This episode was, I wanted to do it earlier. I wanted it to be like number 3 or number 4, maybe number 3, but I just didn't know how to put it. Like even the phrase, you know, I finally came up with a title like a few days ago, and the title to this episode is called Dads Matter. Because they do. But you guys know what we finna do.
It's time for another dad joke.
My dad told me to make the little things count. So now I'm teaching math to dwarfs. Now, everybody in the world should know that a dad's involvement in a child's life is just as important as a mother's. Neither one has, you know, more priority over the other. You need your dad just as much as you need your mom. That's how I feel. But apparently not everybody feels that way. So, let's see. Scrolling through my Twitter account a couple days ago, I came across some lady, you know, and she was upset, you know, she was upset and she was mad about her. It seems like at first, it seemed like she was mad about the guy at her baby's father for, you know, for splitting up with her and leaving her, you know, to raise a child by herself, I guess, because it said he moved or something. And, you know, so I ran across one tweet, then I ran across another one, and I was just scrolling down, you know, scrolling up, down, it don't matter, but scrolling. And so I was like, let me see what she's talking about, you know, because, you know, first thing came to mind was he's a dad, you know, and so, yeah, I was like, let's see what this is about. So at first, it seems like she was upset about the fact that, you know, that they weren't together anymore. Because he was going back and forth with her. Not going back and forth, but, you know, he'll leave a comment here and there. And some of her friends, I guess, you know, they would leave comments and stuff. But it seems like she was upset about the fact that they weren't together anymore. But as I did a little more investigating, I realized that she wasn't upset about that. She was mad at the fact that, you know, she wasn't getting as much child support as she wanted. And I don't know how much she was getting, but she wanted more. That was like one of the very first tweets about that thingy, about her little problem, you know. But yeah, she was mad at the fact that she wasn't getting as much money as she wanted. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's all depending on the man's job and the judge, right? And I think, you know, I've never been involved in that situation. I don't plan to get involved in that situation. But that's up to the judge and, you know, how much the man makes, I think. I mean, I could be wrong, you know. If I'm wrong, please let me know. But she wanted more. And so I was like, oh, so that's why she's upset. And so I clicked her profile pictures. And you could tell that, you know, she wasn't spending the money on the kid, on the child. Out of, I don't know, I only looked at maybe 20, 30 pictures. And all of them were, well, most of them were her getting her nails done, getting her hair done. When income tax came, you know, she was showing off. I'm just going to say showing off. And maybe one or two of the child, you know. And so I was like, in my opinion, now I could be wrong, you know, this is just my humble opinion. She wasn't spending the money right. So why would you get more if, you know, you're not going to spend it right? Can, you know, anybody can help me out with that answer. But yes, yeah, she was upset about it. And what really sparked my interest was like the first tweet I saw when it said, you know, she said, all men aren't, you know, nothing and men don't matter. And so that's, you know, what sparked my interest. And so I was like, men don't matter. You know, that's not right. Nobody should be thinking that way. You know, I understand you're upset at the guy, but, you know, don't say men don't matter because we do. And so I, you know, I know men matter, you know, and I was like, I know a few ways that men matter, put it like that. And so I got on the internet, you know, just scouring for more ways, you know, how else do dads matter in a child's life? And so I came across an article and man, it really opened my eyes to, you know, how a guy's involvement is important in a child's life. Okay, so yeah, like I said before, man, this article, it opened my eyes a little bit, you know, about how a dad's involvement matters to in a child's life. And when I found it, you know, I read the article. I read it like maybe two or three times because it's not a long article. It's not a long one. And I was so into it that I didn't even read what website it was on. You know, it was on a website called Motherly. Mother.ly. Motherly. And, you know, this was an article about how dads matter. So I thought that was pretty cool. Because this website, it's a woman's magazine, you know, it's a woman's online magazine. And so, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool how this article was placed in here, you know, because most of the time, you know, women magazines, they tend to be all about women. You know, I've only read maybe one or two. I haven't read a lot, but, you know, I've never seen an article in here, you know, showing the appreciation of a man in a woman's magazine. I've never seen it. I never read it. But like I said, I haven't read a lot of women magazines. So don't fault me on that. Okay. Like, in this article, when I read the very first line of this article, it made me stop and think, you know, I had to think about it, you know, do I feel this way? And the very first line reads, it says, dads don't always get the credit they deserve. And so I had to pause on that. You know, I stopped. I was like, you know, Do I feel that way, or have I ever felt that way? And to be honest, if I have felt that way, I can't remember when. Not saying that people go around praising me or, you know, praising anything I do for my child, but, you know, it's just, I don't expect people to do that. You know, I take that is my job. You know, I take it as a job. You know, it's like a job to me. My son is my priority, but that's just me. You know, it's just how I feel. Okay. And like, the article, man, it was a really good article. Like, I'm just taking a few notes from it, and I'm going to share it with you guys. And I'll link this to my Facebook page so you guys can read the article for yourselves. Because like I said, it's not a long article, but it's a good one. Okay, one of the first things that he talks about, well, that he, you know, points out, is that people still tend to view dads as a second-rate mom. You know, and, you know, I thank him for pointing that out to me because I didn't realize it. But I do not like that point, you know. I mean, people still do it. I don't know why, but people still do it. And he backs it up by saying that when a mother spends time with her child, you know, she's raising her child. But when a dad spends time with his child, he's quote unquote babysitting. And, you know, I turned my face up at that line, and I was like, you know, it's right. But it ain't right. You know, I mean, you know, people do still say that, but that I don't agree with it. You know, why would somebody say that just because I'm spending time with my child that I'm just babysitting? No, you know, that's not right, because I love spending time with my child. And another perfect example, you know, he gave, it's like, say a married couple have a child and then they split up, and for the dad to get equal custody of the child, it's just an uphill battle. So, you know, I don't know why that is, you know, because the dad loved the child just like the mom did. I don't know why is that. They say mothers tend to be more nurturing, I guess, but that shouldn't be right. It shouldn't be harder for a man to get equal custody of his kids, you know. Now, you know, I don't know a lot of people who are in that battle or have been in that battle, but I feel that, you know, it should not be like that. You know, if a man wants custody of his kids, let him have custody, equal custody of his kids, I should say. I'm not saying all custody, but equal custody, you know. And, you know, like I said, I disagree with that. And he also points out that children, in a lot of ways, are still seen as the mother's responsibility. And another fact that I just do not agree with, it's not just her responsibility, it's their responsibility. You know, but then again, this is just me, you know, this is just me. My little humble opinion is not worth two dead flies smashed together. But like I said, man, it's just questions, you know. He pointed out all these facts that, and I find myself questioning that. Like, why is it hard for the man to get equal custody? Like, why? Does the judge, I don't know, you know, I don't know. I don't want to go into that part of this story. But it's just weird, man. That it's not right. It really isn't right. If a man wants, especially if a man wants custody of his children, a lot of dudes that I've seen on TV and in the movies and how the public depicts them, they don't want custody of their kids. You know, they don't want nothing to do with it. They just want to pay child support. And, you know, obviously that's not right of them, you know, but you rarely find, not saying rarely, but there are people, men in this world, who do want custody of their children, you know, not even full custody, just equal custody, you know, and they still, it's an uphill battle, like he said, he pointed out, you know, it's a fight for them to get that. And I wonder, why is that? Why? Just because he's a dude, you know, why? It's just not right, in my opinion. It's just not right. It's unfair. It really is. Okay, after that first paragraph, he really opened my eyes, you know. And after reading the title to the second paragraph, I was stuck by then. He had hooked me. And the title of the second paragraph is called, it says, "Dad, How Dads Help Children Communicate." And just reading that title alone, I was like, okay, now, sir, you have my attention. Okay, he starts off with saying that moms and dads, they don't talk to their children the same way. And looking back, you know, my mom and my dad, they don't talk to me the same way. Even as an adult, you know. My wife's mother and her father, they don't talk to her the same way. And me and my wife, you know, we don't talk to our son the same way. You know, and it says moms tend to put a little more thought into what their kids can understand. You know, and that's great for the kids, you know, but that's only half the battle. And he says dads use more complex or regular language. You know, when I say regular, I'm doing the bunny ears, you know, in case you guys can see them. Okay, he says dads tend to ask for more clarification, give more direction, and make more references to past events. And looking back, you know, yeah, I can pretty much see myself doing that to my son, you know. Say when he gets hurt or something, not get hurt, but, you know, he can't do something, I always tell him, go do it again. You know, dust yourself off and go try it again until you get it. You know, and most of the time, it's not like that with women. You know, women, the moms, they want to, you know, not care for him, but what am I trying to say? Just that motherly talk, you know, that motherly, you know, that come here, you know, my wife might say if he fell and came inside, my wife would, you know, she would wrap him up in a big old hug, you know, give him a kiss, you know, and tell him it's okay, you know, and she'll explain to him. But with me, first thing I'm going to tell him is to calm down, stop crying, you know, what's wrong or what happened. And then I ask, are you okay? And then I tell him, go do it again, you know, get it right, you know, till you get it right. Go try it until you get it right. And some people, I've heard some people call it harsh talk, but I don't think it's harsh. It's just, you know, that's the difference between a dad and a mom, you know. And that's what he's saying. You know, that's what I think that he's trying to say. It's important, you know. Because the way dads talk to their kids, it's important because outside of the family house, that's the exact kind of talk they're going to hear. You know, they're not going to hear that mom talk. Say when my son is in school and something, he falls or something like that and skins his knee, he's not going to hear that mom talk. He's going to hear that dad talk from other adults. And that's where, you know, when I thought about it, I was like, man, this guy really has a point, you know. And, you know, that's the difference between that mom talk and that dad talk. And he goes on to back up his theories by saying that studies suggest that kids that have involved fathers are better at communicating with people outside the home because, you know, that's the kind of language that they're going to hear. Everybody isn't going to talk to your child like his mom, you know. People are going to be direct and firm with him. And that's, you know, he also says that, like, in the home, the child has a lot of practice with doing that because of the dad, you know. And I was like, yeah, he really does have a point. You know, because everybody ain't going to talk to him like his mom. 90% of the people are going to talk to him like his dad, you know. Clarification, give direction, and, you know, just straight to the point. So, yeah, that second paragraph, it really opened my eyes again, you know, it hit that button. Okay, when I say he hit that button, it just means that he got my attention, you know. And I didn't realize I said that until I said that, if that makes any sense. Okay, moving along in this amazing article, the next paragraph talks about how fathers make their kids more resilient. And he starts off with saying that the more time dad spends with his kids, the tougher those kids will grow up to be. You know, that's a statement that I believe is true. He says, studies have shown that almost every measure of self-confidence seems to go up a notch when a child has an involved father. And again, I can see that. You know, I know some kids whose dad isn't in their lives. And I know some kids whose dad is in their life, you know, and I can see the difference, you know. And he says, children with involved fathers are more resilient when they have to deal with stress. That's a good point, you know, that's something that I never thought of, but again, it's a good point to me. He says, they're more able to handle unusual situations. They're more curious about their environment and more eager to explore them. He says they have less fear and guilt. They have more self-direction and less psychological stress. And all of these, in my opinion, are good points because you don't want your child to be stressed out, especially as a child, not a child, you know. You want them to be ready for the world, you know, when it's their time. I remember reading like some articles about how young kids these days are stressed out, and I just couldn't wrap my head around it. You know, I was like, you know, why are you stressed out? You know, what reason could you possibly have to be stressed out? And apparently it's a thing, you know, but he's stating how fathers, you know, can alleviate that problem, you know, by being involved in their children's lives. And he goes to point out why. And he says, because when mothers comfort a child, they do it by making them feel safe and protected. You know, it's not a bad thing. But like when fathers do it, they make them feel comfortable by bolstering their sense of confidence and exploration. You know, so, you know, with the mom, it's like, you know, come here. It's okay. Everything is going to be okay. But with a dad, it's like, you know, you're okay. Go out and try it again. You know, that's what I was stating in that last paragraph. That's what I was trying to say in that last paragraph. But it wouldn't come out. But yeah, and it says, like, this approach, it's not necessarily better than a mother's, but both serve a purpose. And like, when children have exposure to both approaches, they grow up emotionally well-adjusted and ready to face the world, which is how you want your kids to be able to do, right? Okay, this next paragraph is my favorite paragraph in the entire article because it talks about how boys imitate their fathers. And he starts off with saying that boys especially need a present father. And anybody out there that don't agree with that, give me a call. You know, we can argue right now. But he says boys especially need a present father because dad is going to set their concept of what a man is. He says dad will be the first standard of masculinity in a boy's life, which means from the day he's born until the day he leaves this planet, dad will be the standard of masculinity. Not the highest, but the standard, you know. And he says dad will be the one with the longest lasting impact. And all of these, I just totally agree with, you know. Like I said, you know, if you don't agree with this, that first line, give me a call and we can fuss about it. And like, that was the first half of that paragraph. You know, those are notes I took from the first half. But the second half of the paragraph was so good. You know, I was like, I just want to quote him word for word. I decided, you know, that's what I'll do, you know. because it was, the paragraph was good, you know. I agree with the rest of it. And here we go. He says, one of the most important things boys learn from their dads is how to treat a woman. Great point. He says, when kids grow up, they tend to emulate their parents' marriage. I knew that, but I didn't know that, you know. He says, if mom and dad fought a lot, had affairs, and got divorced young, there's a high chance that their kids' marriages will go the same way. Again, I knew that, but it's just something that I didn't think about. It says, when mom and dad treat each other with respect, kids learn how to do the same with their own partners. A good point. It says, in fact, boys are more likely to emulate their fathers if their parents have a good relationship. It says, part of the reason a child wants to be like his father is because he wants his mother's love. Now, I never knew that, you know, I never thought of it that way. He says, if a boy can see that his parents are in love, he'll imitate his father more. I didn't know that, but I agree with it. It says, if dad isn't present, boys will still come up with the concept of manliness. They just won't get it from their parents. They'll get it from TV. You know, and that's where he ended. But I'm going to add on and say they'll get it from TV, they'll get it from Facebook, they'll get it from Instagram, they'll get it from Twitter, they'll get it from Snapchat, they'll get it from YouTube, you know. And nobody wants the internet teaching their kids how to do something. Because the internet is full of lies. Nobody is who they are on the internet. Now, I'm not going to say nobody, because some people are. But 90% of the people on the internet, you see, flashing money and all that, you know, good life, they're lies. They're lying. And I don't care if you believe it or not, I'm telling you right now, they are lying. And why would you want your kids looking up to somebody like that? Even celebrities. I don't even want my child looking up to a celebrity, because you never know about celebrities. Celebrities, in the public eye, they are that perfect person. But behind closed doors, celebrities, I know a lot of them, they're just horrible people, you know. And like I said, I don't want the internet or a celebrity raising my child. Okay, so this next paragraph is titled, Good Fathers Make Better Mothers. Okay, now, before anybody gets upset or flies off the handle, you know, let me break it down, what he was saying. He starts off with saying that a good father makes mom better. He says the amount of support a woman receives from her husband has a serious effect on whether or not she'll develop postpartum depression. You know, this is something that I never thought about, but I can see that happening, you know. It seems like it's a true statement, so. It says, involved fathers also reduce a mother's stress. You know, that should be obvious, you know, to some people. But, you know, that's something that I knew. But I just never thought about it. Okay, it says, when dad is participating with the kids and like other domestic duties, a mother feels more supported and confident in every aspect of their lives. Now, I can see that happening, you know, like, I'm not a mother, but like when me and my son are doing something, you know, and I glance over at my wife, you know, she's just smiling and looking and happy. And I'm like, what's wrong with you, you know? But, you know, I know what he's talking about. Okay, it says, not only does she feel better about her husband, she feels better about everybody. Okay? He says, this is especially true when dad helps with the developmental duties. And those are like reading, like counting, you know, maybe doing homework, anything that's helping develop your child. She feels better about it, you know. Okay, and it says, when a father takes an active role in his child's life, it takes the pressure off mom to do it by herself. Again, you know, that should be obvious because, you know, when two people have a child together, it's just not the woman's responsibility to raise it, you know. It's both of their responsibility. And the last sentence of this paragraph says, and it almost goes without saying that parents are better parents when they are less stressed. Which, again, I totally agree with, you know. And those are all the notes I took from that paragraph. And he's just stating that, you know, when dad steps in to help mom, everything is better. That's pretty much all he's saying. And like I said, that is something that I believe is true, you know. That should have been the get-go from the start. You guys had a child together. You guys raised a child together. And it could be me. I may be old-fashioned. It's just that that's what I believe. And once again, you know, I feel like I've been just talking y'all's ear off. And, you know, I'm sort of tired of talking right now. And so, you know, there you go, you know. Some legitimate reasons why men matter, you know. So the next time you hear somebody say that men don't matter or, you know, dads don't matter, or you feel that they feel that way, you know, just send them a link to this episode and maybe, just maybe, they'll learn something. But before we get out of here, you guys know what we got to do.
It's time for another dad joke.
My wife is a bodybuilder. She's pregnant. Hey. Before I get up out of here for real, I just wanted to remind you guys that Dad Life Podcast officially has a Facebook page. So, yes. Please be sure to like and join us over there because that's where you'll be able to get any and all info about the podcast first. So go do it now before you forget. And that pretty much wraps it up for this episode, boys and girls. I'm all out of stuff to discuss. Check back with me next week when I'm sure I have plenty more dad stuff to ramble on about. Some of it could help you guys out, and some of it might not. I don't know. I mean, hey, at least it'll be entertaining. Okay, cool. I'll see you guys next time. Here's the outro.